Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I hope that when you listen to this podcast, sitting somewhere comfortably with your cup, I will be sitting on the beach in South Carolina, sipping mine as the sun rises. It's that time of year when we all start wandering around, some to the beach, some to the mountains, for a break from the routine and a different landscape. Some folks go for places that provide lots of entertainment, and others seek out a place with a slow pace, and entertainment comes from your own imagination. We will be with my sister's family on this trip, which includes her two daughters and their husbands, one four-year-old, an infant of 3 months, and one on the way. So included in the entertainment will be jumping waves, sandcastles, frog houses, fishing, and catching crabs to be thrown back. For those not engaged with the entertainment of youth, there will be sunbathing, reading, and napping under a beach umbrella. Beach walks, looking for sharks' teeth and shells, even though we all have tons collected in the past. Even as I write, that vision sounds wonderful. Isn't it nice our Lord has provided such diversity in the landscape? For us here in Georgia, we have access to all types of terrain, and each one can remind us of the Lord's generosity in His creation. After all, the world really could be flat, with no mountains, rivers, streams, large or small, trees of only one kind, just evergreens or just palm trees, just red roses, no seasons. You could continue such a list. But of course, the point is He loves us so much and really wants us to find places of peace, calm, contentment, and distraction for our well-being. He of all knows how difficult life can be. It seems so easy for me to forget that He grew up and lived and died on the same earth I live on. He saw the joy and laughter of children playing. He was one Himself. He stumped His toes and skint His knees just like you and me. It's likely He experienced bullying and certainly prejudice. He joined in the celebration of young love and marriage ceremonies, and the sadness and grief of losing a friend or neighbor to illness. He walked through villages and countryside with compassion for all the suffering around Him. He knew aching muscles and calloused feet and hands, sweat and dirt, and the pleasure of water being poured over His head or soaking His tired feet in the water of a lake or stream. He was just as human as you and me. Yet I have always thought of Him as divine. Somehow, He must have been exempted from the pain of everyday life until, of course, His horrific death on the cross. There are so many years of His life we know little about. But He was born like us, was nursed and cared for like us. He crawled before He walked. Mary and Joseph were just as excited when He turned Himself over for the first time or said His first word as any parent today. He played with friends, learned to read, memorized scripture. I suspect He was smart since He sat with the teachers in the temple, listened, questioned, and shared His thoughts. I wonder if His friends made fun of Him because He was such a geek or teacher's pet. These thoughts reassure and comfort me because I know His life experiences reflect your and mine's life experiences. He has truly walked in our shoes, felt our human joy and happiness, and our suffering and heartache. Our Lord, our God, is not some all-powerful entity detached from human existence. He is here. Although unseen, He hovers over each of us in some mysterious way I cannot explain. But nonetheless, His presence, His Spirit, does walk with each of us with compassion, with love beyond comprehension, desiring only good for us in a world that is at times painful and heartbreaking. I would like to share some comfort from God's Word. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Psalm 103:11-13. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who love and are in awe of Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who love and are in awe of Him. In Matthew chapter 15:32. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and He healed their sick. 2 Corinthians 4:17, written by Paul. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 1 Corinthians 13:7-8. It, love, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And lastly, 1 John 4:16. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Let us pray. Your word, Lord, is filled with stories, verses that speak of your compassion, your empathy, your love, and concern for your children. There are times when we desperately need the reminder of your desire to free us from the suffering of this world. That's why you came, to live as one of us, to experience our lives and model a better way of living, and ultimately put an end to the evil's ultimate weapon, death, replaced with eternal life. Help us to remember, when troubles come, you lived here too, and know what you are doing. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you all for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.